In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge that this podcast is recorded on the traditional lands of the Kulin Nation. We pay respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations people listening today.
Hello, and welcome to the CTK podcast. I'm your host, Abraham, and today I'm joined by Caleb.
Hello.
And we are going to talk about STEM and our traveling experiences. Later in the show, you'll hear from Mercy and Haley, as well as Emmanuel and Xavier, who have some great things to talk about. If you like the show, please make sure you give us a 5-star rating or a review on Apple and Spotify. But for now, please enjoy the show. First off, for STEM, we're doing STEM. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, which is all used in working with the microbits. The way we use the microbit is that we connect it to our computers and we use block coding. And we are doing an extension pack. Caleb, would you please like to explain what you've been doing?
I've been doing smart agriculture. So basically what that is the smart agriculture kit is an advanced device that uses technology that would help to run a farm. For example, the device features sensors and location systems. It can detect the water level in soil, and it can maximize the growth of plants by always knowing the perfect time to water them. This could be used on the CTK school garden. It could support a garden club and could help us if we wanted to be farmers one day.
With the smart agriculture kit in the name, agriculture means farming and producing plant-based foods. And I've heard from my friends that with the smart agriculture kit, you can check how much water there is inside the soil, and if it is too dry, then you can, like, it will send a signal to the watering pumps and it will turn on and water the plants. It can save money by always watering the plants and the perfect amount, like Caleb said.
Now on to our discussion of choice, our traveling experiences.
Caleb, do you want to go first?
Yes. I've actually been to many different spots, but I only remember two, Hong Kong and the Philippines. So let's start off with Hong Kong. It was so much fun. The people were nice, and I've actually been to the Disneyland there. It was gigantic. It was so big. I went with my aunties and my cousins, and it was so much fun. The food was delicious. I think that was... I was excited for the food. And probably my favorite part or ride was the carousel, since I was a little baby and I enjoyed it and it was really fun. What about you?
Well, I went to Ethiopia, and it's not really a holiday. I went for like a year. I went to school there, which is extremely different from school here. And the food there was so different from the food here. Like, there were some that I didn't even know the name of, but they still tasted amazing. And there's this type of food called injera, which is like a type of flatbread that you eat with different types of stew that you normally have, like meat or vegetables, and you put it inside the injera. Can you tell me about any food that you had in Hong Kong or in the Philippines?
In the Philippines, I've had adobo, which is a traditional food in the Philippines. It's basically like pork chicken. Like, there's many different options of it, but I like chicken mostly, and it's like caramelized.
I'm excited to try it. Can you please tell me if you went to any landmarks?
I've been to a beach. I think it's called Santa Ana. And, you know, the funny thing is, we actually had to get two cabins, I think it was, because the cabins were so small, they were, like, shaped in a triangle form. And I didn't know how they fit two stories in there, so we had to get two. And we can only fit, like, 5 or so people in there. And it was really crowded, but it was comfy and it was really fun there.
So I'm guessing you have a big family.
Yes, I do.
I went to a few landmarks myself, but one of the most interesting was Fasil Castle, which was a castle that was built a long time ago and is still standing. And fun fact, they didn't use cement. They actually used eggs.
Eggs? How can it be standing till this day?
I don't know. Probably some really strong chickens. And I had my 7th birthday there. It was really fun. I also went to the Church of St. George, and it was really fun because, like, it was underground, and there was these little holes in the walls where, like, the people of the church used to sleep and live, and there was even, like, a baptism pool there.
Now, what country would we want to visit, and why?
Why don't you start us off, Caleb?
I feel like France or Paris because I feel like it's very relaxing, and I feel like, you know, I like books, I like reading books, and I feel like in France, it's like so pretty to look at the view, like the Eiffel Tower mostly, and you can just read in front of it. It's like a picnic, you know, like spending time with family, and I feel like it would be so peaceful. One of my cousins actually has been there, and they said the food was great, so I actually want to try it out.
Wow. So you want to relax at your picnic with a book?
Yes.
Wow, that sounds like heaven. For me, I'd personally want to go to Greece because there's so many different landmarks and old history. And I kind of really like the mythology there. Like, I've read a lot of Rick Riordan's books, so we're kind of both book nerds. And yeah, that's where I want to go.
Okay, that's it for Abraham and me. Now over to Mercy and Haley.
Thanks very much, Abraham and Caleb. This is Mercy and Haley, and we're going to be talking about...
music!
Okay, so first, what instruments do we learn about this term?
During this term, we learned how to play the keyboard and the xylophone.
Which one do you like playing better, Haley?
The keyboard?
Haley, why do you like playing the keyboard better?
I like the keyboard more than the xylophone because when you play a keyboard, you can use two hands and your fingers can move more freely rather than having to use two mallets. Like, it's like a wooden stick with this like cotton wool around it, which in my opinion, it doesn't let your fingers move freely because it's wrapped around in a mallet.
I agree with you, Haley, because like, when you hold a mallet for around like 5 minutes, your hands get sweaty and stuff, so good opinion, Haley.
Thank you.
Now we're going to be talking about the songs that we played on the keyboard and the xylophone. The songs we learned on the xylophone are Twinkle Twinkle Little Stars, Joy to Earth, and way much more.
And the songs we learned on the keyboard are Happy Birthday, Baby Shark, and much more.
Now we're going to be talking about what we do in our free time.
We play Uno with our friends and classmates like Matilda, Jennifer, Hannah and Kelsey.
We also draw stuff on these mini whiteboards and the other person or people have to guess what we drew.
We ask some of our friends what they do in their free time.
Kelsey said playing Uno and reading Webtoon.
If you don't know what Webtoon is, it's basically like an online comic.
Reading app,
and like it's very fun to read on,
and it's very popular.
Mm-hmm. So Sophia said she likes to spend time with Matilda,
and Hannah also said she likes talking to her friends.
That's it from us. Now over to Emmanuel and Xavier.
Thanks very much, Mercy and Haley. This is Emmanuel, and today we have Xavier filling in for Rai, who's on holiday. Xavier and I are going to talk about the history of drawing.
Around 30,000 BCE, the first charcoal cave drawing appeared in what is now France and Spain.
Around 3000 BCE, ancient Egyptians would cover the walls with tombs of artistic drawings.
Fast forward to the year 1100 and 1300, Europe began to make the first paper.
Around 1400, the best artists started drawing drawings before painting to make them look more realistic.
In 1564, graphite became a popular drawing material. Graphite is what is now inside of pencils.
In 1761, Faber-Castell's pencil company started. We still use these pencils in our classes today.
Since then, drawing has become a part of everyday life. We draw ideas before we bring them to life.
That's right. Drawing is used for many wonderful things. Let's talk about some famous artists who use sketching.
Leonardo da Vinci is a famous painter, but he is also very famous for his sketches. Da Vinci is famous for his realistic paintings, which often started as sketching and drawing. He has many sketchbooks, and you can see some of the early examples of his famous artworks in them.
And then there is Vincent van Gogh, who is mostly famous for his paintings. But his sketchbooks have shown the early ideas for the most of his famous works. It is believed that sketchbook helped Vincent van Gogh organize his messy thoughts.
Then there's modern sketching and cartoons. Did you know if you're in grade 3 to 6, every Wednesday in the pit you can learn cartooning and with a real art cartoonist?
Very cool, Xavier. The thing I like about drawing is it makes you away from depression, and you'll be very satisfied when you're finished with your work and you can draw anything you imagine. And I think you should draw because it's very fun to do, and it could set your mind off of some things you may not like. That's it for the show this week. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. You could also help us reach more people by leaving us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, or by telling a friend about the show.
Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time.